I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, evasive maneuvers in American English.
Listening to a conversation on a train one day got Maggie Ballastreri thinking. She became interested in the ways that Americans can say what they would like to say without actually having to say it.
The result is an 87-page dictionary. The Evasion English Dictionary has 10 entries just for the word like. Maggie Ballastreri uses a few of them in this bit of dialogue.
And I was like, no way. Really? Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know when you try to say something, but like, I know. I did that the other day. And it, really? Yeah. It was like, oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, break apart some of the phrases that you used and what like means in the context.
Because there were very subtle differences.
I think the multimedia like is the most popular, and the multimedia like substitutes for descriptives of what someone else said or what I felt. So rather than tell you what I felt, what I meant, what someone else meant and felt, I will act it out. And so the multimedia like translates as visual aid to follow. Did you see what she was wearing? I was like, judge.
And another kind of like?
The cowardly like. We're so accustomed to appeasing and not rocking the boat and accepting every opinion to the extent that we never express our own without undercutting it. So the cowardly like translates as, I disagree. That is, if it's okay. I don't want to like tell you what to do, but it just doesn't sound like nice.
How about on the page before here, you have the self-effacing like.
I think when we speak, we are ashamed to sound as though we're bragging. And so if we want to state a plain fact, something we do, something we believe in, something we value, we precede it with the word like, and it signals shame. So the self-effacing like translates as virtue is shameful. And examples are, no, I don't want to like betray her trust. I want to try to be more like considerate. I work out like every day. I volunteer for a few hours every week. I, like, care about the environment and stuff.
You're pretty good.
And it's sad. That's the most heartbreaking of all of the likes, because I think it's not bragging if you state the plain fact, and it's commendable. And so that like is the saddest of all of the likes.
Now take another commonly used evasion, whatever.
I think whatever is snottier than like. Like is more ironic, and whatever is more sarcastic, overtly sarcastic. And what I prefer about whatever is that I can respond to it. It is overtly obnoxious. One category of whatever is the apathetic whatever. Translation? Yeah, so. Examples. She said I was insensitive, and I was like, whatever. Oh, I'm immature. Whatever. Would you like a more
example? Yeah, please, another.
The pseudo-impartial whatever. Translation? Who am I to judge? Examples. He doesn't work, lives at home, his parents take care of him. Whatever. She's dating the boss. Whatever. He belongs to one of those religious, spiritual groups, cults. Whatever. Or the self-pitying whatever. Translation. Why do I always have to be the martyr? Examples. I don't know why it's called a group project because I did all the work, but whatever.
Then there are times when people say one thing but mean the opposite. For instance, when people say they hate to say something, it really means they have to say it.
I came up with hate equals have because I was having a conversation with an old friend and I said, you know, I hate to say it, but. And he tartly replied, well, then don't.
Let me ask you, looking through your dictionary, do you have a favorite?
I think should equals won't, as in I'll learn that somebody is learning yet another language. And I think, you know what? I should totally learn another language. And should equals won't in that, because if I wanted to, I would.
Maggie Ballastreri is a copy editor who was born in New York, but spoke Italian at home as her first language. She's author of the Evasion English Dictionary. She also has a language and poetry website, Cafe Mo, that's CAFEMO.com.
You'll find a link at voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, eh, and I'm like, whatever. this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of America.